Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Kevin Most joins us. He is from Northwestern Central DuPage Hospital. What is the myth or misconception, doctor? I'll start there this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
What's the one that you'd most like to pop?
You know, I think that a lot of people are concerned, just like they are with influenza, that if I get the vaccine, I'm going to get COVID. And people have to understand that that is not the case, as it is not the case with influenza. So you're not going to get COVID by getting the vaccine. That is 100% for sure.
Hmm. Do we need to wear two masks?
Well, you know, right now, I think, you know, when we look at the change in what we're seeing now with the variants and how much more highly contagious they are, we certainly is not a bad idea. And the reason I say that is we have to remember, when we first started wearing masks, it was because we knew we could be asymptomatic carriers. We are trying to protect ourselves from others. Now, with wearing two masks, you actually get the protection of yourself as well. And the beauty of it is, we all have seen people where the mask falls down over their nose or rides up, you know. With two masks, it actually holds the mask in place much better as well. So they're even much more efficient, whether you're trying to protect yourself or trying to protect others.
My parents are getting the vaccine. When they get vaccinated, is it safe for us to visit them, even with the new baby? Because wouldn't they still be contagious? The vaccine keeps you from getting sick, but it doesn't mean you can't actually acquire coronavirus, right?
Correct. So right now, big studies are going on. AstraZeneca has done the study to show that their vaccine actually will block about two-thirds of people from getting being carriers. Pfizer and Moderna didn't do that. They didn't do that because of some of the technicalities of the phase three trial that they were doing. So now they are following up with that as well. And the way that they do that is anybody who now we know got the vaccine, so they actually have the vaccine, we're now testing them on a regular basis. You couldn't do that when you were doing the 30,000 people who were double-blinded as to whether they got the vaccine or they got the placebo.
Still, the best case scenario is that with the vaccine, you won't get sick, but still a third of the people you come into contact with, you could yet infect, correct?
Correct. So the biggest thing right there is we need to get the vaccines in the arm, because once we get enough people, then really the people that could potentially get sick drops dramatically, and then we aren't as concerned, and masks can be taken off.
Well, that's an interesting point. So, right, 90% efficacy means you won't get sick. But if I also have a vaccine, though you might transmit it to me, guess what? I've got a vaccine and I probably won't get sick either. That's the object of the game.
100%. That is it in two sentences.
I mean, we're not eradicating the thing. We're just keeping ourselves from becoming ill. Last time we visited with you, you said this is going to be part of our lives going forward. You still want to say that?
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, you looked at Dr. Fauci yesterday with such encouraging words that we'll have enough vaccine for everyone. You saw today again in the news President Biden has made another large purchase so that we will have enough vaccine for everyone. I think people have to realize, though, that we're seeing these variants and these variants popping up just as we do every year with influenza. So although we think we're getting the COVID vaccine and we will be done, chances are it will probably become part of our normal influenza vaccine and COVID vaccine, I would think, just because of the variations, the mutations that we're seeing, and how much more contagious they are.
Okay, 312-981-7200. You may have a question for Dr. Most. By the way, Dr. Most, I have my over-under for when I think I can sound my proverbial all-clear horn. Producer Elif, I forget now, what is the date that I picked?
July 23rd at 4:45 p.m., John.
What do you think of that, Doc?
John, I think that's great. I think, actually, you're going to be very close. If we can get people over the vaccine hesitancy hump right now, and we can do that by showing that those individuals, the millions of people who have been vaccinated already, are having very few side effects and are really doing quite well, we get the people with vaccine hesitancy over the hump, have enough vaccine, and have the mass vaccination sites, we're talking about, you know, June, July, if we can get them in the arms of people, that really will, we should start to see some, all right, let's go back to baseball games and concerts.
This is Ann. You're on WGN with Dr. Kevin Most from Northwestern. Hi, Ann.
Hi. I didn't have a question, but I heard from a good source today that we are, Illinois is 45th out of 50 states to receive enough vaccine for the people in the state.
Yeah, that's our distribution per capita. Why are we so low, doctor?
Yeah, and you know, you bring up a very good point, and I wish I knew the algorithm behind it, because I have my theory. If you look at the state of Illinois and how well we are doing, look at our positivity rate now, look at our hospitalizations, look at our ICU cases. We are way down and on this great downward trend where other states are not. The federal government, who owns all the vaccine and is allocating it out, I think may be looking and saying, you know what, we need to get more doses to California. We need to get more doses to Georgia. We need to get more doses to Florida because of the demographics of those people. And let's hold back on Illinois because we know they're doing so well. Kind of getting penalized for doing as well as we have with our mitigation and what we're doing personally each day. I don't know that for a fact, but that certainly looks like it when you look at direct population and how much vaccine we're getting.
Our state rate's under 5. Our positivity rate for the city's under 4. So maybe we're the victims of our own good deeds there, aren't we?
Well, you could say victims of your own good deed, but if we're going to look out for all of mankind in the United States, mm-hmm. shouldn't we be trying to vaccinate those who have a higher chance of getting it and taking ours when we get it?
Yeah.
Just like now, we're taking people that are older because we know the impact of them, and we're waiting on the younger. So we could almost look at it, if we're going to look at it globally and for all mankind, it's probably the right thing to do. I don't know if that's the science, but it's certainly the one that makes the most sense to me.
And it's not necessarily consolation. We should all be so large, but I think a lot of people are saying, what about me? And why wouldn't they? And it remains very frustrating, doctor, for people to even get through to the system. And it is yet today very scattershot.
Absolutely. And you know what? I mean, when you look at the amount of vaccine the state of Illinois got, I can tell you DuPage County really low this week and next week, we do get frustrated. And then we also are encouraged by hearing, you know, Dr. Fauci, who has the inside line on all of these. And also we're looking, you know, 14 days from now, when Johnson & Johnson gets approved, now we have 3 manufacturers, Johnson & Johnson with 7 different factories here in the United States to make this vaccine. We're going to be looking at much bigger numbers of vaccine being pushed out come March, you know, St. Patrick's Day, April Fool's Day, all of those holidays right now that we're looking at, we're going to start seeing more and more vaccine availability.
Pat, what can we do for you? You're on WGN. Hi.
Hi. Excuse me. I just wondered what causes the virus to mutate. Is it a totally new virus, and why is it coming out of Africa? Or is it just a mutated virus from the COVID-19 virus?
Yeah, that's already
correct,
here,
Pat.
Yeah.
Correct. It's just a mutated from the COVID-19. You have to realize that when the virus gets in, we have billions and billions and billions of these virus cells out there. And just like we have mutations in human beings, that's why some are tall and some are short and some have, you know, X and Y. So we know that this happens, and we know it happens frequently in viruses where the genetic makeup changes. Most of them we don't even realize because it doesn't give the virus any advantage. But sometimes when you have enough mutations that gives them an advantage, that variant now, because of Darwinism, essentially, selection of, you know, the fittest, is allowed to multiply, mutate, and becomes predominant. But we have lots of genetic changes in the virus that we don't even know because it makes no impact.
Carol, you're our last question. You're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Hi, Dr. Mollison. Hi, John.
Hi.
Wanted to ask you, had a positive rapid test, asymptomatic, was going to have a procedure and had a rapid test that was positive, and then had a PCR test the next day, and it came back not detected.
Negative.
Yeah, what about that, Doc?
Yep. So we know that the accuracy on the rapid tests are not as good as they are for the PCR, and that's absolutely why we're doing the PCR, which is the gold standard. The rapid test, we can do a large number of people and hopefully catch those individuals. They're using them at colleges. They're using them at a lot of schools. But we know that they're not as accurate as the PCR. The PCR is obviously the gold standard. That's the one that we're going to use on to act on when someone needs to have a procedure done.
Defer to that, and you're good to go, or not, depending on the results. results. Dr. Kevin Most is the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Good to talk to you, Doc. Stay well.
Take care, John. We'll talk to you.
Have a nice holiday weekend. You bet you.